And it's Tuesday, which means we get an update on what's happening in downtown Kincardine with the Dig Project. Sherry Leslie is joining us from Municipality of Kincardine. Good morning, Sherry. How are you today?
Good morning, JC. I'm doing well, thanks.
And I see that you brought Amanda from Lakeside Downtown Kincardine with you as well. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, JC.
We're going to chat in just a few moments about some of the exciting Halloween activities that are going to be happening downtown this week. But before we get to that, let's get an update on what's going on with the construction project. Sherry, there's been some good news that's been going on. The streets are open in the first phase, some parking's out there. What can you tell us about where we're at right now with the project?
Yeah, well, there's been some good news, and of course we had the unfortunate news on the weekend when we had to close all the on-street parking due to some safety concerns that were raised. That was obviously a very difficult decision to make, but we're happy to note that we have done some kind of temporary measures to fix some of those tripping hazards, and the downtown is now reopened with on-street parking available again.
Perfect.
And up in the north end of construction, we are excited that all of our water testing and pressure testing on the new water lines came back good. Mm-hmm. The crews are just up there today and tomorrow doing the final water tie-ins. And they're also starting to lay out the curbs for the new street. So up in phase three, that end is really coming back together nicely.
All right. Perfect. And then, of course, this week, Halloween, there's going to be a lot of Halloween activities are going to be happening in downtown Kincardine. Amanda, can you tell us, first of all, about the Booze and Booze event? Booze and Booze? What is that event?
Booze and Booze. So, actually, I'll go back and I'll start with Spooktacular.
Okay.
Because Spooktacular happens during the day on Saturday the 28th, mm-hmm. and that's trick-or-treating for kids downtown in the downtown businesses. It's from 10 till 1, and you just bring your little trick-or-treaters down and go business to business, and you'll get some candy, which is super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night is trick-or-treating for adults, and that's the Booze and Booze pub crawl.
All right.
So tickets, I call them tickets, but they're more like a bingo card. They're on sale right now, $10 in downtown shops.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more out today. But you buy your ticket and then you go from bar and restaurant to bar and restaurant and you complete the little activities on the squares, get a bingo, and enter in to win some prizes.
All right. So that event then, it's all self-done, or is there going to be a group that's going to be going out? Or are you encouraged to get your own group together?
Get your own group together. Get your friends together. Get dressed up in Halloween costumes, because there is a Halloween costume element to this evening.
All right.
And just go and follow, go the route you want to go and do the activities you want to do and have a great night.
Perfect. If people want to get more information on either the kids' activities that are happening this Saturday or on the adult activities happening Saturday night, how would they do that?
We have all of our stuff posted on social media, and the Booze and Booze pub crawl has its own event page on Facebook. You can search it, Booze and Booze,
mm-hmm.
Or go to our Lakeside Downtown Kincardine website, or on Facebook. The same thing, Lakeside Downtown Kincardine.
All right. And we're going to post all the links and everything on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com, along with a copy of this interview. So that just in case anyone wants to participate on Saturday, or if they're wondering what's happening with the downtown dig. Sherry, Amanda, anything else that we should know about that's going on in downtown Kincardine these days?
Just encouraging people to get those passports completed.
Right.
Submitted. The deadline for that $1,000 draw is on November 17th.
Okay, so that's coming up quick. For if you've got those passports that you've been hanging on to for a while, get them in before the 17th. Again, we're going to post this interview at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Amanda and Sherry, thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thanks, JC.